What we're going to talk about now is we left off last week with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Now, Rabbi Akiva holds that the three psukim that we deal with are, the first one is to tell me that once they've embraced it, whether they did it correctly or incorrectly, we force her to drink. Number two is to tell me, V'acha Yashka, is to tell me that it has to be completely erased. Number three is to tell me that you give it to drink after being makrib de mincha. Now, that means, according to Rabbi Akiva, we're saying that we give it to drink as soon as it, we force her to drink once the Hashem is erased. Frankly, Gemara, we are now on the New Testament base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines before the end of the narrow lines. On 19b, 6 lines before the end of the narrow line. Frank the Gemara, the summer of Akiva, Mashkin Isa Balkarcha, does Rabbi Akiva hold, we force her to drink? But Tanya, we learned. The Yehuda Aymer, Klakalbus Shabarzo, Matilun's Luzekpia. We put a kalbus, which is a, English?
Iron crescent.
What?
Iron crescent.
Okay, it's a kind of jewelry, usually. The Gemara and Shabbos refers to it as a kind of jewelry, but obviously some metal piece that you can stick into the mouth that keeps your mouth open. It's a crescent, I guess it's shaped like a half a circle. That's what it's shaped like. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. That's how it's shaped. So that's what they put in her mouth. We have that in her mouth, that once we erase it, she does not have a choice, and we force her to drink. Amar Rabakiva, the whole purpose of drinking is to check it with Tyre and Tamea. And V'aloi Beduka V'medes. As soon as she says she's not drinking, that's really an admission of guilt. It's a tacit admission of guilt. No, she did not say Tamea. But by refusing to drink at this point, it's basically saying, I'm not doing this because I'm guilty. So why force her to drink? That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Now, he says as follows. Till we bring the carbon, she can change her mind, because she's saying any drinking is like an admission of guilt. But once the kaimet is brought, she can't, and the Gemara will ask, you just contradicted yourself. You started off saying that there's no reason to force her to drink, because we know, and then you said, but after the kaimet, we do bring it. So, like, make up your mind, Rabbi Akiva. He seems to self-contradict. Starts off saying, why force a lady to drink? We know the answer. Then he says, but after the kaimet, we do. Now, there's a double contradiction. Besides Rabbi Akiva being internally difficult, he does say it depends on karav kaimet. Does not say it depends on Nichmcha Megillah. So it is different than what he said before. Before he said, as soon as we erase the Megillah, we force her to drink. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said here, and Rabbi Akiva reacted and said, there's no reason to have her drink. But after Kaimitz, we do force her to drink. So first we have to figure out Shat Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, and then see whether it's a contradiction or not. Zuck to Rashi. Kalbus, Shnei Shinayim Yeshla, it has two corners, but Nisim Lechpia Zakov. And you put it into her mouth when it's straight up. Ella Labaitka, Zuck Trashi, Im Tyrim Tameya. But Libiduka Vemedis, the Kivan Dhamma Ain't the Shaisi, Moidishi Tameya. It's a tacit admission that she is Tameya. Yechela Lachzaba, Velema Ain't the Shaisi, Vaina Ain't the Shaisi, the Maida the Tameya. Right, she's Maida, she's Tameya. Mishakarva claimants, the Kami Porach, Hiku Fakasha, Amaya Yechela Lachzaba, Libiduka Vemedisi. Frank the Gemara, before we move on to answer the contradiction of the Akiva from before to now, because before he said once we erase the Megillah we force her, and here he says after the Kaimitz, but we have to first understand Rabbi Akiva's statement to begin with, L'tamech. How do you understand this? Takes you like a Yigufa. This whole Bryce is fair. Shikaris HaKaimitz, and the Yechayla Lachzaba, Rabbi Akiva says once we bring the Kaimitz, you can't change your mind. But let me do Kavemetis. He himself said there's no reason to force. We know the answer. Dr. Gemara Loi Kasha, that wouldn't be schwer, because ha the Kahadriba Machmas Visisa, Baha the Kahasriba Machmas Biyusa. It depends how she's changing her mind. Meaning, If she's not trembling, and she says, I'm not drinking, that's a tacit admission of guilt. If she's trembling, and she says she's not drinking, that's a fear of the process. That's not necessarily an admission of guilt. That's like saying, I just can't go through this. I'm too nervous. I'm too anxious. And therefore, there we do force her to drink. So it's not an admission. When it's an admission, we don't force her to drink. So a lady that's not trembling and says, I'm out, that's a sign that she's guilty. A lady who's changing her mind while she's trembling, it's a fear more than an admission. Then we haven't found out yet the truth. We don't know whether she's, and at this point, we want her to drink. Which point? Karavakaimitz, which is a contradiction of Rabbi Akiva before, who said it depends on Simchas Hamegillah. Let's read the Gemara inside. If she's doing it while she's healthy, meaning no trembling, no anxiety being displayed, that's an admission of guilt. Till the kaimet is brought. Now here the Gemara explains, why is that the point? Because till that point, the Megillah should not have been erased. Because there's no reason to write and erase the Megillah before you bring the Mincha. Remember, Rabbi Akiva holds she drinks after the Mincha. So what's the rush to write and erase? Inami Imchuk Megillah, the Shaloi Kedin Avet Kahanim, the Maki. And even if it was done, but it was illegal, it wasn't that the right way. Matzi Hadriba. She can say she doesn't want to drink. But Shekara Vakaymet, the Medin Avet Kahanim, the Maki, Loi Matzi Hadriba. So what we're saying now is, it does depend on Imchuk Megillah, but only if the Imchuk Megillah is done at the right time. Before we said that if they wrote the Megillah early. Once the Megillah is erased, we force her to drink. Here Rabbi Akiva is saying in this version of Rabbi Akiva, and this is the contradiction of Rabbi Akiva, is that no, the Megillah should not have been written until after the Akravat HaKaimetz. After the Akravat HaKaimetz, if the Megillah is Nimchaka, then a trembling woman is forced to drink. A woman that's not anxious not forced to drink even at that point. But a trembling woman is forced to drink. But it's only if it was Imchuk HaMegillah at the point that it should have been Imchuk HaMegillah, which is after the Akravas HaKaimetz. So it's not after the Akravas HaKaimetz by itself. It's after the erasing of the Megillah done after the Akravas HaKaimetz. But the contradiction is, earlier in the earlier Brisa, Rabbi Akiva seemed to say that even if they erased it early, we make her drink once it's erased. And in this Brisa, Rabbi Akiva is saying, only if it's erased at the proper time do we make her drink. If it's not erased at the proper time, she can still change her mind till after that Akravas HaKaimetz. So the question is, contradiction of Rabbi Akiva. Dr. Ashi. Dr. Ashi, the Kahadra Machmas B'Yisusa, Hadik Tani Beduka Vaymedes, the Kahadra Machmas B'Yisuhu, Shein Recessa, she's not trembling. The Kamra Eini Shaisa, Vare Tmei, she's for sure Tmeya. The Kach Eini Recessa, that's why she's not trembling. The Samcha Miikara, she relies. For Amra, Kimatini Lemishni Leishasina, she figures, at the last minute, I'll back out. That's what she figures. She figures, why admit early? Wait it out. You know, now nobody knows what can happen. Let's wait it out. Makes no difference at what point in the process if she's not trembling and she says ain't he shaitza, she's telling us she's guilty. To the Mefarish Vazel, call Machmas B'Yusa, Klal Klal L'Shasya, as the Gemara explains. I feel like you're in the Kaimans. V'hod the Mavlik being Karav L'Loikarav, that which the Bryson differentiates whether we brought it or not, the Kahadra Machmas Recisa, she's changing her mind because she's trembling. So the Ryan by the recesses, we see her trembling. She doesn't believe that the water won't check her, meaning she's afraid that the water will kill her whether she's tar or tame. This lady is trembling. What's she trembling about? Drinking this water is potent. You know, I know I'm not guilty, but who knows what the water can do to me? That's what she says to herself. She had wanted to prove her innocence. She's trembling because she wants to prove her innocence, but on the other hand, she's petrified that the water might work even though she's innocent. So that word where we have reconciled Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that if a woman changes her mind and without being trembling, she can change her mind at any point. Because at that point, it's a tacit admission of guilt, and we don't care. Why did she wait to the last minute? She waited out the system. 1 second, Rabbi Shraga, I want to finish, right? She waited out the system. If she's trembling, we say it just got scared because she doesn't know whether the water works. So now we have a contradiction of Akiva. In the first rise, he said once the Megillah is erased, didn't mention whether it's before or after the Mincha. It shouldn't have been written until after the Mincha, but if it was, he says, once we erase it, she's forced to drink. And the second brisa, he says, only if they already erased the Megillah in the right proper time. Yes? That's what we're saying, correct. And for the Gemara, Kasha, Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Akiva. Hasna Mamre Mechika Merakva. There he says, once you erase it, even done at the wrong time, right, the Mechik is Ma'akev. As Rashi points out, he learned it out from the Hishka that's written at the beginning, which means even if it was done at the beginning, we force her. You want to know the truth? There's Ma'akev, what Rebbe Akiva holds. If it's written too early, what does Rebbe Akiva hold? One bride says Rebbe Akiva holds, we force her to drink. And one bride says Rebbe Akiva holds, only after the kmitza do we force her to drink. And if it's written early, we won't force her to drink anyway. So trashy. Kashin Rebbe Akiva, Aslam Rekam, and Mechika Ma'akva. That's our oneness. Forcing her. The Chos Marshalai Nimchika, Mamrai Nishai Sikhai Lalangzba. Loya Sina Lalashkai, so we don't force her. Avom Nimchika Megillah, we force her against her will. Even if the kaimetz was not brought. That's what he does with the first vehishka, which is before the mincha. And here he says, it's only after they bring the mincha. So it's a contradiction in Rebbe Akiva. The answer is, it's a machloikas in Rebbe Akiva. Now, what the Gemara does not explain is, according to the Braisa, it depends on the Kaimetz, why is the Vehishka Kama written earlier? See, the first Braisa said, Vehishka Kama is written, that even though we haven't done anything yet, the Megillah is written and erased, she has to drink. Now we're saying that's not true. It's only true after the Mincha. So then why is that Vehishka Kama written before? The Gemara does not deal with that. I don't know the answer. According to Bekiva, this lady was not anxious, not trembling. She said, I'm not drinking. To Bekiva, that is a tacit admission of guilt. No reason to make her drink. Then, and then she said, I am drinking. Maho. Kivan Amra Eini Shaisa. It's admission of guilt. If the woman said, I was Mizanah, she can't change her mind. If Eini Shaisa is a healthy woman at that point, as a non-anxious woman at that point, is an admission of guilt. So she said Tameyani, and once she said Tameyani, she can't change her mind. Aduma, Kivan Amra Shaisani. She did change her mind. That teaches me that it was not a tacit admission of guilt. Yes, a regular woman who's not anxious, who says any shais is admission of guilt, but the very fact she changed her mind and says, I am drinking, shows that she didn't admit she's guilty. Because why would she want to drink if she's guilty? So that's the Shaila. Rabbi Akiva said saying I'm not drinking when the woman is not anxious is an admission of guilt. But at the same time, she didn't overtly admit guilt. So the question is, can she change her mind on that or not? The regular woman who says Eidi Shaisa is saying I'm guilty. But this woman is changing her mind, which is very unusual for a person that admitted guilt. So the question is, do we say now that it was still an admission of guilt and can't change her mind? Or do we say this woman is showing that she's not the regular woman and she was saying Eidi Shaisa not because she was admitting guilt, but because she was scared? Dr. Gemara Teku, we don't know. Rashi, the Chosiram Shaisani, the Rebbe Kiva, Maulash Kaisim Ritzaina, should we give her to drink now that she wants? Amr Abu Odishmu, Nu Halach, Tzarek She Yitr Mar Lutecha Mayim. She has to put something bitter, we have to put something bitter into the water. The Trashi Shitin Mar, Dover Mar, doesn't say what it is. But we put something that makes the water turn bitter. My timer, the Amrikram Mehamarim. The water is called the bitter water. It says erase it into the bitter water. What makes the water bitter? Now, if you tell me when she drinks it, it's bitter, it's one thing. But it says it's Mehamarim when we erase it. Zariah, my timer, the Amrikram Mehamarim. Shemarim Kvar, that's already bitter. So it's Rashi. Shemarim kvar kaidem mechika. Alma machmas davar achor heimarim. It's bitter because of something else. Ve'ei merira Hashem kilulas b'dekasim nikra. Don't tell me it's called bitter because of what it does to her. Damekame mechika labanei mibdekninu. Because at this point the water is not ready. So why are you calling it mehamarim before you put the shame in there? Not marim yet. The answer is, it was Marim. Now, if I remember correctly, there's a Ramban here. In Chumash. The Torah is calling it Me'amarim because at the end it's going to be bitter. Shatim Be'amarim. Ki Yemer La'Hashem Ma'ed, Hashem make life bitter for her. V'yaru Aysan will curse her and he'll kill her. V'avseinu kach amram is Sifri. It's a Sifri that way. Nikrim Marim Hashem Seifram Shumamarim as Haguf Marim as Avayim. Because they make bitter her body and they awaken the sin and they kill her. Abgemara Amru, Dr. Ramban, but the Gemara says, Shakai nice and mild of Imar, that we put something into the water beforehand. Right? So he brings us a free that says it's called Marim because of what it does at the end. He brings our Gemara that says that you have to have Mar beforehand. He says, I think Kipshutai. Keisha b'shisaisa samayim yimtukulak yisharamayim. But you drink this water, it tastes sweet like every other water. As soon as it gets into her, if nitma, if she's guilty, she'll start feeling a very bitter taste in her mouth and in her insides. That's why it says v'hishka samayim v'aisa nitma batimo ma beisha u'ba ma hamayim hamarim lamarim ki achri hashtiyah. Bevayim bevitna, miyad yeshuvu lamarim bepia. Her mouth starts tasting bitter. Ubekirba. It's like somebody that feels like they have to throw up. That's what he says. Then, titzra bitna v'tirchi yarecha. That's what he says. So it's interesting, Ramban says, I mean, he's not picking sides. With this, the Sifri saying it's called marim because at the end it's bitter for her. The Mara says you put something bitter in her. The Ramban says if he would learn Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, he understands that the Gemara is saying it's called bitter water. So it seems that there's bitter water. So he says what happens is when she drinks and it's guilty, the aftertaste, the bitterness starts coming out. But as she drinks it, it's not bitter, which is not like Bavli, and it's not exactly like the Sifri. It's the Ramban's shot, I just mentioned it. But again, we're learning the Gemara with Rashi. Gemara learns that they added something bitter.
Avodah Shmuel didn't have Sifri.
What?
He didn't know Sifri.
Who?
Avodah Shmuel. The Gemara here. Sifri was before.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, Avodah Shmuel saying that way, it's the Gemara. The Ramban doesn't say Avodah Shmuel didn't know the Sifri. He doesn't answer that. He brings it as a machloikas between Sifri and Bavli.
That's not bitter water ever.
Correct. That's again. Let me explain something. I'm not here to say what Pshat's right. I just mentioned that there's other ways of understanding that, like this Gemara. I'm not a machria here. And again, the Ramban does what he does many times throughout Shas and throughout Chumash, and so do other Mishnayim. They'll learn Pashim Pshat in the Pasuk, not like Chazal. Not because they chas v'shalom argue Chazal, but they hold this a madrigi called Pshuta Shom Mikra, that we learn Pshuta Shom Mikra, and then you go with the drushes. But you have to be very careful, can't be against the Chazal. Yes?
I mean, as far as go to the Shmuel, which I've never really understood, why he's never referred to by name rather than but he is referred to by the name of his son. But he's right on the cusp of the division between Tanoim and Amorim.
But he's not called the Tana anywhere that I remember.
I have never seen, God, there's a lot of things I haven't seen.
That means he's not called the Tana.
So it comes out, you could pick and choose what, according to this Mandiyam, or what you want to use as the putting in whatever you feel is bitter. Meaning,
no.
It's not like...
You take something bitter, right?
I mean, like, right, you can pick and choose. It's not like...
Oh, doesn't say what it is. It's anything bitter.
Right. I mean,
doesn't say. You're right. I'm not arguing with you. I agree with you. You can take anything bitter. You can put maror in there. Great. No, I don't think so. But that's the point. I was thinking some liquidy, but I don't know. Did you have to put something bitter? I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know. Whatever, we don't eat Rosh Hashanah because it's bitter, right?
Can we leave the gallnuts off of that parchment? Do I remember we leave the gallnuts off of the parchment?
That'd be erasable.
What exactly? So gallnuts are bitter. They're highly tannic in nature. It could be the bad gallnuts if they've got some lying around. There's also more.
I can't understand that. We don't want to add the gold nuts. We want it to erase.
No, I mean, into the water.
Could be. It doesn't say. You know, you can make it whatever you want. It's all open. You can make a whole book of what bitter is. I don't know idea. I'm just saying the water is bitter. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. At Shaloi Nimcha Kamagila Amri Shaisa Eini Shaisa. If she said before we erase the Megillah, she says she doesn't drink. Megillah Zanignanet Zezes. We take the parchment, which has the Sefer Torah, which has the words of the Torah written on it. It's already written. It's put away in Gniza, Pashtus, in Shemus, but it's not so simple. Rashi's going to say somewhere else, something else. Umilchasim is Fazeres Abay Adeshen. And her Mincha, which was ready to go, right? What do we do with it now? We scatter it on the Beis Hadeshen, which is near the Mizbeach. And it's burnt over there. Because it's a pasul of mincha. And all pasul of kach and kadashim are burnt in the azara, on the floor of the azara, by the Beis Hadeshen, which was near the Mizbeach, on the right side facing the Mizbeach, on the eastern side of the Mizbeach. Zok Rashi, Megillas and Nigdezes. Bitsire or Bitside Ahecho, the Shaila had to be Gairis. Bitside Ahecho means at the side of the Beis HaMikdash, they had a place where they put Shemus. Bitsire Ahecho, those are guys, Bitsire, I think a big Chiddush. They put it by the pivot. The door pivots on a, whatever it's called, when you open the door. Not the hinges, on the side, on the floor, in the ground. They have a thing that goes into the ground. What?
A
peg. A peg, like a peg, yeah. They put it there. The whole kistri akhoyne shayne and bruyin lignus vem nignasim shlo yisbazu. The akhoyne are busy because when you open and close the door, you're erasing Hashem's name. So that's why it's easier to be gairis betidei ahecho than betirei ahecho. Al beis hadeshen, shi bazara, she sharfim sham, psulei kachi kadashim. That's where they burn the psulei kachi kadashim, psulei murim, she mechitasim lefnim and achloim, and the puzzle of fats that are supposed to be inside, meaning it's kachi kadashim, because I mean the mechit is kachim, shloish shu beis hadeshen hain. There were three beis hadeshens. The oil of the kitchen between the Srefas Bazara. Vaimis Bazaras, that's what it says it's scattered. Hainu Nisrefas, that means burns. Kilibamla, come on. Vaimu Shimachasay Nisrefas. The Kachosh Vulah Marisay Nisrefas. So Rashi says, look at the Mishnah later, it says we burn it. So when it says Mis Bazaras here, we mean it's a way of saying it's burnt by the Beis Hadeshen. Something Mishnah Vaitra.
There's three Beis Hadeshen?
Not in the Azara. Three different locations of the Beis HaDeshen that they use for different things.
So it's not taken to the one to the Deshen next to the Mizbeach.
Well, that's where it is taken.
Not to the one in the Azara.
This is done in the Azara.
Why are there three different places?
There's one where they took out the Deshen from the Mizbeach that you learned in Parsha Tzav. I saw a HaDeshen that's not in the Azara. They had another one where they burned Psulei Kachik Alam out of the Azara. And there's a third. They had different ones for different things.
Which was the one for the niece where it went swallowed into the ground?
This is the one there in the Mizbeach.
And what did they put there normal?
Trumas HaDeshen, Nisha Mizbeach Abnimi, Nisha Amenaira.
Sauce HaDeshen and Trumas HaDeshen are two different things?
Yeah, absolutely. Trumas HaDeshen is a daily Avoda.
We just take a part of the...
Okay. We take one panful, and Sauce HaDeshen is intermittently, as necessary, if it gets too full of the Mizbeach, they took it out with agolois, meaning a lot of ashes, not just one panful.
So this is 12 ashes, right?
This is not ashes, this is a mincha.
But everything else
is. I got this is where they burnt the psulei kachi kadashim. If they had fat, they burnt it there. If there's a pasla, mincha, they burnt it there.
They bring a fire to it.
If it's burnt, that means obviously there's a fire there.
It's not a fire by itself. Normally, the Deshen is already burned.
It's again, they had a fire to burn these things there. Exactly, I don't know.
Cold there, scattered in their home. So this Geniza, is a special place to put here, only here? Or is this like, I mean, take it out and bury it. Like, you're saying, this is a special halakha here? Put it...
Rashi says, Kol Kisri
Akhaydis. I can't see Rashi.
Well, like the Kol Kisri HaKadosh were buried. This is where it was buried, but Tzidei Ha'echol. That's where they buried it.
So what's this do with the peg thing?
I said there's a girsh on the side that says Tzidei Ha'echol.
I understand, but according to that, what does that mean?
They put it in that place, and when they turned the door open and closed, it ended up crushing and erasing the Megillah.
Oh. Why don't we burn instead of burying?
I lost you in that one.
What are we
they doing? Didn't bury the shape, the name of Hashem.
Mimcha. Oh, that's true.
The Mimcha.
That's true.
They put in shame, it's Geniza. Which they did yesterday, the shame. Right. Mimcha.
I already had that in my mind. But I know if I
would
say that, so people here might say that was foolish. I'm saying,
that's all.
Not what Rebbe says.
Nimchel Yamagila. Once, of Ein Megillah, the Ksheira Lahaskus Ba, Saitach Ereres. You can't use the Megillah for somebody else. They wrote the Megillah for this lady. She admitted guilt. She said, "Ain't Shaisa, right? We're not going at the, at an early point. The Megillah is written, but it hasn't been erased yet. So at this point, we have a Megillah standing here, and there's another Shaisa. Can't use the same Megillah." What if it's erased already? And now she admits guilt. We pour out the water. The Megillah is erased already. So there's no Sheamus. It's erased.
What did she say?
I'm guilty.
She forced her to drink.
Not if she says she's guilty. Only if she says I don't drink.
We said the same thing.
We did not say that. Last week, we differentiated between a woman that says she doesn't drink and a woman that admits guilt. Rabbi Akiva is saying a woman that says she doesn't drink when she's trembling is not admitting guilt. Weiter. Zakti Gemara weiter. V'amit Mani, amayim nishpachim, milchastim is paderes ha-beis ha-deshan. And the milch again is put by the beis ha-deshan. So Trashi. V'em yigilasak shere l'ashkiz basay tacheres. The meaning sivu l'shma. We need it to be written for this lady, the Ksivas Lakayat Lalishma. Hamayim Nishbachim, Kivan Dam Ritzmeyani, Beduka Vaymedesi. We know already. Mayim Hamar Manitno Lavaris Asafik. The purpose is to clarify what we're in doubt. There is no doubt. Dr. Gamar Vaitan Nimchamagil of Armaini Shaisa. However, if she does not admit guilt, she says, Aini Shaisa, Mahara Naisa, Mashkanaisa, Balkarka, we force her to drink. Now, this is not like Rabbi Akiva, who says it depends how she says Eini Shaisa. This is going like Rabbanon, that does not differentiate whether she's trembling or not trembling. She says Eini Shaisa, we force her to drink. Rashi, Ma'ari Naisa, the Duma Tahira, I see, Machmas Risus Sakamra. That's Rashi, because we don't see that as an admission of guilt. And therefore, at this point, we want to find out. Now, according to those who say she drinks after the mincha, which is Reb Shimon, of our Mishnah last Mishnah, Reb Akiva was not in the Mishnah. We had the Rabbanon and Reb Shimon. The Mishnah, this part of the Mishnah, is going only like Reb Shimon. Einu mespekes lishtais, she cannot even finish the drink, meaning she barely drinks it. Achepenel merikais, her face turns green. Veinel baltais, her eyes protrude. The mismalas gidden, and her body's veins started protruding all over the place. They imrim hits you, and the chayanim say, "Get her out of here!" Shloititame azara, not to be matame, the azara. Get her out of here. She's dying. Get her out of here. Rashi, mismalas gidden, hagidden shibalachaya, the veins in her cheek, noivchen start swelling up. The nearest Kimalaya Gidden, she looks like she's full of veins. The Gambasara Nasa Shita Shita Shunaficha. Her flesh swells up, looks like rows of swelling. Like,
Hives.
Could be. Rocky Tanya, Mr. Free, he means Sharvita Muzrakimba. It looks like different pieces of stick. Like she has different clubs in her mouth, meaning like. It sticks out, like there's a piece there, then it sticks out. Well. Shloit Tami Azara, Shari Niknar, because she's in the gate of Niknar. Oh, Ezra Snashim, Shetaita Derechshav, that's how they take her out. Kamei Parak, the Gemara will ask, that's not Kaddish Bekdusha Sazara. There's nothing wrong in having a mace there. Raminam Ba'alma, the Shari Niknar, Leniskachu. It did not have Kedusha Sazara. The gate of Niknar is still considered like the Ezra Snashim, the Kochkin Ezra Snashim. Who mace mutal the kanas for Machna Leviya? You're allowed to bring a mace into Machna Leviya, biblically speaking.
Yeah, but what about the Kohanim themselves?
There's no IO. She's out in the open. No, they don't touch her. So what's the rush to think about? The Gemara's going to ask the question, so we'll let the Gemara deal with it. Im yesh lo schos, if this lady has a schos, tailala. It used to delay the effect of the water. Yes, chos taila shana achas. Yes, chos taila bei shalim. Yes, chos taila gimul shanim. You can go anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 years. Rashi? No, Rashi.
What does that mean? That means she's really guilty.
Mm-hmm.
She has chus.
Uh-huh.
That's going to push her off.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to push her away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you say that by a person's client's ski law, let's say they have this chus, because they say that it's not going to work, that the...
I expected a different kasha from you, but neither of the two will be kashas. The answer to your question is, this is a neis min hashamayim, and the Rabban Hashem says, this is how I operate. Skila is given to us, and therefore we don't look for schusim. We do what God told us to do. The other kasha everybody's busy with, and again, is that means it ends up being that he's mutter to live with her, unless you hold she becomes sickly, which was the machlokes we had earlier. He's mutter to live with her, and she's guilty. And the answer is, who said she's not allowed to live with her? The Torah. That same Torah allowed her. We do Ratzon Hashem. We don't make our own decisions about Torah. The same Torah that said, do not live with your wife if she had an affair, said that if she goes through the water process and she's fine, she's mutter. She died 3 years later and now you know that she did have an affair? Not my problem. That's what the Rabbi Hashem told me to do.
He decides to divorce her at this point. Does he give her a suba?
Yes.
Is he allowed to give her a suba?
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. For some reason, I thought that they would live happily ever after.
If they want to live happily ever after. You know, maybe he doesn't want to live happily ever after with her. Maybe he wants to live happily ever after by himself.
No, but it's a direction. It's after 3 years. Is it like... slowly, she
died? I believe it was. We had a Shilim, she's Misnav, I'm sorry, Bava Medalov, right? So Rebbe said, this is a Mishnah later on, that she gets sickly, right? And there's Machlokes HaMeroim, if that's true according to everybody or not. So according to the ones that say it's not true, if she's a regular healthy lady, that's where the kashas kicks in. If she gets sickly, there's a simon here, she's not dying, but not so simple. She's obviously not so innocent. Shaila is, how does she end up dying? That was the Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanon. There's a Mishnah called Beis HaMidbeis that deals with this. Yes, doctor.
Parenthetically, the second question that you said was a question I had the first time on the subject probably 30 years ago. And I asked Sasha and he replied back from Beis HaMidbeis, which is the Tzaddik will never have a wife with his husband, that this situation where he is now living with his wife who was faithful to him is a situation that he brought upon himself. So homiletic situation. Remember, there is a God.
Again, I will only repeat what I said before. I'm not disagreeing with anybody. I'm just saying the fact. We do Torah. Whether I understand it, whether I don't understand it, these are the laws. I follow the laws. The same Rabbi Nishlalim who told me to fast on Yom Kippur tells a person to eat on Yom Kippur. It's the same Rabbi Nishlalim, and he's doing exactly what the Rabbi Nishlalim wants. That's all he has to do. Same thing here. The same Rabbi Nishlalim will tell to a person that if your wife has an affair, you're usher to her, which is why the whole process is taking place. Because if it were mutter, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of guyim out there that their wives have an affair and they make up and they live on happily ever after, even though their wife had an affair, right? So obviously the Torah doesn't like that. The Torah says your wife has an affair, a person's wife has an affair, she's usher. That same Rabbi Nishlalim said that if she drinks the water and comes out, you're mutter to her. That issue doesn't apply to you. End of story.
False sense of innocence.
What innocence? We do Ratzon Hashem.
But, you know, initially we're told that we drink the soda water to prove her innocence.
It will prove her innocence long term. That was Reb Shimon Steiner. That ain't as chus Taylor, Reb Shimon says, because then you're undermining the validity of the water.
And where is she buried? Her remains are buried.
Wherever they put her.
Is it outside of the basic clothes? Is it a place where she's
I have not seen that discussed. Meaning your question is based on the fact that Niskalim and Nisrafim and Nechlokim and Aragim are not buried in the regular basic clothes until they decompose. and then they bring them back to their family plot.
Oh.
So you're asking me, is that done to her as well? Once they decompose, they're brought back to the family plot. Does it apply to her or not? I have not seen that talked about, so I won't say anything.
I mean, that's mentioned at the beginning. I was objecting to your use of the term from the beginning.
I know.
Now, what do the Mefarshim say? Let's say that the husband did not give Kinei to her, right? But other witnesses said, we saw this lady having an affair, right?
And she does it to her husband.
But it's not the social process.
The social process is what we don't know, but two witnesses tell us that we know.
Does the husband have to first warn her?
No.
No?
If there's Adam? No. One second, let's get back. Any man, any person, that two Adam testified that she had an affair, she's usher liable for her husband.
She's called
Sota? No, she's called a Saita Vadai. That's why I said at the beginning of a Sechta Saita.
Oh.
She is a Saita Vadai. The whole Parsha Saita that we call a Saita is a Saita Suffolk. And the only reason it's a Suffolk is because he warned her. Because unfortunately, many women have Yichud and we don't answer them to their husbands. The answer is, Yichud doesn't answer to her husband. Kinoi and then Stira answers her to her husband.
Well, we need Adam, right?
That was in Mechlekes in the base. We're not learning that basically.
We don't need Adam.
The what?
If we have Adam that see her.
Stira. What? Stira.
That's all they do, they're stealing. They don't see.
But they didn't. If they did see it, there's nothing to talk about. If the two Adam tell us he had an affair, so what are we worried about? We know the facts. All the Kinoi does, it makes the Stira answer her. That's what it does. Which is pretty big, if you ask me. But that's what it does. So I'm thinking about Mishnah Vayit. Mikan Aimer Ben Azai. This is where Ben Azai said, Chayev Adam Malamed Es Bita Torah. A person is obligated to teach his daughter Torah. Shem Tishta Teida Shaschus Torah. Because this woman's going to walk away saying the water is a joke. I was Mazan and I walked away. So Ben Azai said, the woman has to be taught. You should know, schus is taila. So don't think that when one walks away, when they're guilty, it obviates the effects of the water. So Trashi, teida shuschus taila. Tira v'tumat parsha saita. The woman should learn parsha saita. Shaschus taila. Yafina mevenixa v'nizra zera. V'nixa de schuyas, Rashi say. V'nixa means she's absolved because she has schuyas. Right. Kibinizra Zera, now this Rashi is telling us on a Brisa, it's going to be a Brisa later on. V'niksai de Schuyas Kidei Zriya Zera Tes Chadashim. There's going to be a Mandiyama that says Schuyas only worked for 9 months from the Pasik. V'niksa, she's proclaimed innocent as long as Nizra Zara, it takes time to have children. A 9 month delay. Our Mishnah says more. V'yashai, maybe I took it to Mavarish for tomorrow.
That's not John, right?
That's not the
Gemara
Darshan said.
The drasha.
Yeah, well, drashas are, you know, it's part of Torah. It's not my drasha, it's Chazal's drasha.
Drasha means if she's innocent, she'll have a baby. Right?
I mean, yes, yes.
Right.
Yes. So, the Gemara Vayter.
And once she has a baby, that's the end of the Sota. The Sota water will never work on her?
Drashas, yes.
Or a mayor.
I said it before, I'll say it one more. There's a machlokes whether she gets sickly. According to my number, she gets sickly, she ain't having babies. According to my number, she doesn't get sickly. I didn't see anywhere that says anything about having babies. My guess is that she's not having a baby, but I don't have any proof to that. Zakti Gemara Vayter, this Gemara opens up a Pandora's box, which of course we will not go through if I can help it. Teaching your daughter Torah He's teaching her Tiflis. How does he translate Tiflis?
Physical instrument.
That's what he learns it is?
He says later emptiness on the bottom.
I like emptiness. Because Tyra gives her the wherewithal, the ability, smarts, to be able to do things and get away with them. And when she doesn't learn Tyra, I'll use the word, she's not as sharp in figuring out ways to be able to do Averis and get away with them. Tyra sharpens a person's mind. Lahavdo. I'm just saying this is a fact. I was told by somebody that people who learn Gemara the first 2 years of law school are a joke and a half. Because they spend 2 years, I forgot to reflect about this immediately, teaching people logic. How to figure things out. How to, that's something you learn in Gemara automatically. In Gemara, you figure out. Your mind thinks that way. You don't have to go through a learning process to think that way. I might be wrong. Obviously, you're shaking your head not, so I guess the guy didn't know what he was talking about, which is also very possible. What?
Yeah. You like a paragraph and you have to figure out what it is by that paragraph.
Exactly.
Take it apart.
Rabbi Weinberg told me, I'll just mention this quickly, that when he was in high school, he had to take Regents. He was in New York. And they had reading convention. And the paragraph said, Robert Fulton built the steamboat. He called it Cleopatra, and I think it was in 1821. I forget the year. And the first question in the reading convention is, who built the steamboat? So he looked and said, it can't be Robert Fulton. That's not comprehension. Thus state the sage. Why is that comprehension? How do you not comprehend what you read? So he said he just stood there and he said, I don't know the answer. Then he went to the next question, what was the steamboat's name? He said, that's comprehension? What are you understanding? We're used to comprehension. They're not comprehension, that's reading words. That by the time he got what year it was built, he got that to these guys, comprehension means reading the words. They don't. They don't. Why is that comprehension? State the favors.
What grade was that?
At whatever grade in Regents in high school.
High school.
Yeah. And they told me again, I'm just saying over it. Right. If you I mean, write to Isha Bekav Vatiflus, Vites Kavim Apricious. A woman would rather have less money and more intimacy than more money and less intimacy. That's Pashim Shah. Who are you, Aymer? Chassid Shaita. The Gemara will give you examples who is the Chassid Shaita. The Rasha Aram, and a sly Rasha, cunning Rasha. The Isha Prusha, and a woman who acts like she's totally removed from this world. The Gemara will give examples. Umakos Prushim, and people who bang their heads against the wall, acting farfrumt. Harelu Mavali Aylam, they ruined the world. Rashi, Malam the Tiflis Mefarish Megemara Bishua Meraitz Isha Bekav Tiflis Yosina Megemara Mefarish Megemar Makas Pruchim Mefarish Megemara Shemakas Atz Mepiksalim Maharish Shuana Betznu. He wants to show off that he's humble and a firm guy, and he bangs his head against the wall. Didn't bang hard enough. It was okay.